Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Mark Wayne Mullen, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning. Welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing at the Red Rooter. We're the guys in all those red vans crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma, taking care of your plumbing, heating, air, and electrical needs. I've got Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Brent Terrell with Mullen Heating and Air. Skip Labasse with Labasse Protection Service. We're all the experts sitting inside this nice and dry studio. Ready to take all your phone calls. If you got a question for us, you can give us a call or give us a text at 95920, or you can call us at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. What is bugging you? And give us a call. We'll help you walk through it on this lovely day. I know it's raining outside, but man, our farm needed it bad, so I'm pretty excited about it. Today I'm going to be talking about low water pressure throughout your whole house, or specifically to a fixture. We can also talk to Daryl Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care about restoration, and you're wanting to talk about outside faucets too, right, Daryl?
Yes, sir.
Of course, if you got something else going around your house, we're going to talk about. Are you chomping on that apple over there?
I just finished it up.
The most annoying thing.
I know. I did it just for you. I was going to sit next to you over there and eat it.
Sitting beside somebody eating an apple. The most annoying thing above that is sitting beside someone eating an apple on an airplane. I'm just saying.
Dude's just always eating. He eats every week. He's got something over here, whether it's apple, oranges, or bananas.
He didn't share either.
Did he? I know. He didn't ask us. He's always got his
fruit bar over here.
At least my granddaddy at least would take a knife and cut the apple and say, "Hey, you want some of it?"
Right.
You know?
Right.
Brent Terrell with Dynamic Carpet.
Was
Brent
it a dirty pocket knife?
Heating and air. I don't know, Daryl. I don't. I think you probably know. Skip, did you notice that Brent was driving a different truck this morning?
Yeah.
Did you know?
Actually, I did.
Yeah. So he usually drives a 3/4 ton truck.
Mullen truck.
Yeah. Either our truck, his company truck, or his big old truck that he pulls a horse trailer with, right? I didn't see either one of them today. Did you?
Was it that brown Ford?
Yeah, I'm driving my wife's truck.
Well, why exactly, Brent, are you driving your wife's truck?
Both my trucks are stuck in the field.
We had a horse race last night, and I tried to get the horse trailer out and got the big truck stuck. And so then I just thought, well, I'll get the Mullen truck and help pull it along. And I got it halfway, but now I've got them both stuck. So
that's pretty
It's bad,
right?
If that's stuck. It is pretty bad.
Right.
So I like the rain. Brent may be a little
we need the rain too, though. It filled up my pond. It's all good. I'll go home and get – when it quits raining, I'll get on the tractor and I'll get them out. But it was raining too much, and we had to get onto the horse race last night, so I didn't want to mess with it.
I will tell you, just about everybody that lives out on a ranch has had this happen before. So that's why it's so funny, because I can't tell you how many times I've done something like that. You know, get one truck stuck. Hey, I'm going to get the other truck. Get that truck stuck, and before long, you just got a mess on your hands.
Yeah.
I got stuck in your driveway going up it.
No, that was a long time ago, though.
I had a two-wheel drive. I'll never have one again. I was going up his driveway, and it was rock back then. I was just suspending.
Oh, yeah.
So you had to back down, try to get a running start, do a little Barney rubble.
Before he had his paved road down?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You should do that in a Mullen van.
Well, I did once, the first time.
I did that in a Mullen van.
And then a rock.
One
every time.
Time
I went down there,
that
something
was the
happened.
Most nerve-wracking.
And so one time a rock penetrated the tire.
These two just go on and on complaining about. Hey, Skip, is
we
your
did
life better?
I appreciate your new paper.
No, I'm just saying, is your life better now that you got a four-wheel drive? Because for long, you didn't have a four-wheel drive, which meant you didn't even have a man card.
Well, I'm not sure about that. But, we haven't had a bad snow since I got one. I don't live on a farm, so there's not mud.
Right. But you can come out to our house anytime you want. We still had that bypass road without the asphalt.
I don't think a tundra's made for the wilderness.
You know, in all seriousness, we're going off track. Squirrel, coming out of our house, we have that asphalt road that's real steep, but when it snows or gets icy like it was the other day, you can't get up that hill, so we have another side road that's a gravel road that you can go up. That you can go through the back of it. That's actually gravel, so we can get out on bad weather. I know it's crazy, but you're welcome to use your Tundra or your Jeep anytime you want. In fact, we got all kinds of trails now that you can take your Jeep down. You can test the merit of that dude.
About flipped it one time. Now I'm a little gun shy.
Can you imagine him flipping? This looked like a big old bowling ball inside that Jeep.
We're out at Disney. We're almost upside down. I'm looking at the roof, and the guy who's seasoned Jeeper was looking at me like, oh, my. You're just in a rocket.
Oh, those are fun stuff. Skip a Bass, a Bass Protection Service. We're going to be talking about night vision and cameras. Is that right? Real quick, I want to hit on this because I know Ray last week must have mentioned the fact that I was supposed to be here and I wasn't. Is that right, Mark? Or was you here?
I wasn't actually here either.
Okay, well, my phone started calling, wanted to make sure I was okay, because last week I was supposed to be here, and I had to call Ray late Friday night and say, hey, man, I need you to fill in for me. And let me just give you kind of a rundown of why. We've had a pretty rough go at it in my family about the last 8 weeks. We've had everybody but Andrew and I get the flu. I've had one daughter bust her head open, had to get staples in it. I had another son bust his eye open, had to get the eyelid glued. I had the same son get extremely ill, pass out several times, had to go to the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. He spent a week there. I snapped my leg and on Christmas Eve, had to get and broke my ankle and dislocated my shoulder. Had to get 12 screws and a plate put in my leg, plus screws put in my ankle because I broke it so bad. Well, last Friday, I woke up and my ankle was hurting me. I looked at it, and it was turning discolored on me, and I took a picture of it, sent it to my doctor, and he didn't drink anything, come to the surgical center. By the time I got there, the wound had opened back up. Evidently, where the bone didn't quite go through my leg, it had killed all the skin. It didn't heal completely. An infection started on the leg. So they had to cut my leg back open, clean all the infection out of it. Not to get too graphic here, but the story gets better. My son is weighing in for a wrestling tournament that night that our friend literally had to come pick up from the hospital where I was having surgery, unexpected surgery. We go pick Jim up because they didn't knock me out for the surgery. They just did it real quick. I love my doctor. He's the best orthopedic surgeon, I think, in town because he's done so many operations on me, literally, since I was 18. We go pick him up, go to Utica Square to, what's it called? Something Fork.
Wild Fork.
Wild Fork. Went to Wild Fork, and I was hungry because I hadn't got to eat anything all day, so I started eating. Piece of steak, by the way, they got a lovely steak there, got stuck in my esophagus down low. I couldn't swallow. I could breathe, but it was hurting pretty bad. They had to take me across the street to St. John's. Mind you, this is 2 hours after I'd already got out of the other surgery. Take me to St. John's, put me under, go down into my throat, get the steak out, kind of find out I was having an issue with my esophagus. So I had to schedule another surgery for Monday and had to go back in for another surgery and get it taken care of. So I've had exactly 4 surgeries since December 27th, and that's why Ray was in here last week taking care of the show for us. So I appreciate all the thoughts for those that contact me, and we're all good, although my wife swears up and down the insurance is going to cancel us. But
probably will.
it's whatever. I think we're at the end of this roll, although my wife currently still has the flu, but I think we're at the downside of this thing. So we're pretty excited about that. So anyways, that's the story. 918-460-KRMG to be part of the show. 918-460-5764. Send us a text at 95920. Let's talk to Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Let's talk about the life of the restoration business with outside faucets going on.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, we've done a lot of these in the last couple of weeks. So these are the outside faucet that's on your home of most people that have this problem didn't realize this was a problem until it became a problem, obviously. So we had extremely cold winter, as many of you recall. And what happens during some of those cold weather events that we had was that outside faucet would actually freeze and break. But it doesn't break such that it creates a leak.
Right.
It doesn't create a leak until you turn that faucet on. That pipe that goes from between the valve, which is back in the wall, the shutoff valve is back in the wall, and the exterior part where you hook the hose on, there's a piece of pipe that passes that, traverses that, you know, anywhere from 8 to 14 inches of wall space. And when you turn that, open that valve up, that water begins to flow through that tube to the exterior of the home. That tube's got a gap in it because it froze and ruptured, and that water goes right into that wall and into the interior of your home. There's a lot of these in Tulsa, I can assure you, that, and they just don't know it yet because they've not gotten out and used that outside faucet. We had some people last week that, the last couple of weeks, that had begun to water, you know, some shrubs and bushes and flower beds and things like that to try to keep, try to keep things alive. And the weather was kind of warmed up there a few days, and then, so that's what we see whenever that begins to happen. So, good idea to test that out before you just assume that yours is okay. And you don't have to have left a hose hooked up in order for this to be the case. Many
That's
times
right.
people think, well, I didn't leave the hose hooked up and I disconnected it like I'm supposed to do, so I'm good to go. But that's not always the case. If that valve is leaking, even with things like condensate and different things like that, that can still build up ice in there. And when that we had that, you know, that single digit temperatures, that ice expands a lot, and it has ruptured some of those. So good idea to test this before you get out and do your spring watering, spring power washing your deck, what have you. They can do a lot of damage. These let a lot of water into your home in a hurry. So
yeah, and I'll just hit on this before we take our break. On the outside faucet, the condensation, if you look at that, the ground, when we have huge temperature swings, how the ground sweats, your outside faucet, that copper tube inside there, does the same thing. But when we get really cold and really hot, the rubber gasket, the rubber washer that shuts off the faucet back into the wall, it contracts kind of like your tire pressure does. You know, when it gets cold, your tire pressure drops in your vehicle. When it heats up, your tire pressure increases. The same, that washer does the same thing, and it'll let just a little bit of water through each time it does that. When it does that, yeah, that tube begins to fill with water, and that's where that ice, even if your water hose was disconnected, it will still cause it to freeze and rupture. Two things that I've said in the past: one, get you a short hose or the shortest hose you can get, put a spray nozzle on the end of it, turn the water on to your faucet, spray the water out of it, then release the handle, shut the water off, let it set for 60 seconds, and go back and pull the trigger again. If the pressure isn't there that it should be, good chance you got a leak. The other thing is go spend $20, get a PSI gauge that'll screw right onto your outside faucet, turn the faucet on, the pressure will immediately build, shut the water off, and if that pressure doesn't hold and it starts bleeding off, then you got a leak in your faucet too. Those are some quick ways to keep from having to call Daryl or I to come out there and fix a problem that may have been able to be prevented.
Well, you did this one as well. Your company did, because this was a listener that we did just this week.
Right.
A listener of the show, faithful listener, and so they were going to have your guys out right behind us and get it taken care of. But, yep, there's a lot of them out there. So
we got to take a break. You're listening to House Talk right here on KRMG. Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. I got Brent Terrell with Mullen Heating and Air. Skip LaBasse of Bass Protection Service. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter. You got a question for us, give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. Good morning and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter. Our goal is not to meet, but to exceed your expectations each and every day. Our guys are going to show up with their shirts tucked in, belt around their waist, and shoe covers on their feet. If not, your first half hour is free. Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Those guys even post pictures of their techs online. I just don't think our guys are, not all of them are good enough looking to be able to post them online. I'm like, I wouldn't.
Well, I didn't
see
say they're good looking. I just.
Well, I just saying I wouldn't want to see a picture of Brent online. I mean,
I was
going to
say
not,
I'd be the first one in line. Come on.
And who you definitely don't want to see is Skip LaBasse, unless it was a picture of him running out chasing the burglar in his whitey tidies.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I had another customer talk about that.
We all want to see that.
I walk into the home and they start talking about that again.
I'm telling you right now, I'm willing to put in a $100 bill right now for it, to be able to donate to a charity of your choice, a $100 bill for you to be able to post that
video. The pressure's on. How long ago has that been?
Would you join me?
Well, it's when Skip made his profile picture on Facebook, him in his underwear. That's when that just really went.
It really went. So, hey, would you pitch in for that? We'll donate cash now, cash reward for this video that we can donate to a charity. Daryl, you in with me?
I just want to be at a private party where it's showed.
A private party? I don't want to be at a private party. I want it online.
You know, they say there's no such thing as bad publicity. I may be wrong on that one.
No, because we can show the clarity of your cameras. Oh, man, that would be...
Those cameras are too clear.
Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Service. Let's talk about the night vision. That's a good segue to it because this happened in the middle of the night.
That did happen at 4 in the morning. Night vision has changed a lot. A lot of people have the wrong expectation about it. People think just because the camera has night vision that you can see everything at night, and that's not the case. Camera has three phases. During the day, it'll be color. Then as the light goes down a little bit, the camera will automatically turn to black and white, and actually your resolution goes up a little bit when that happens. Then when there's no light, the camera will go into infrared mode. There's several different types of infrared mode on cameras. One of them, like we put at your barn, if you have a little bit, one kind of a good way to know is if you can see your watch at night, you got enough light for the camera. It can do its job. There's one camera called Intensifier that a lot of people like because it'll see color at night, where most of the cameras are black and white. That's what we put at your barn there. So if you have a little bit of light out, they open up the iris on it to where the camera can actually see color. You can see what color car it is and things like that. But the majority of cameras will be black and white at night or the infrared mode. And so what you want to do is, people say, well, I don't know. Well, if you look at the lens of your camera, there'll be little bitty light bulbs surrounding the lens. And how many of the bulbs there are kind of depends on how far the camera will see. So most cameras box store cameras and the lower end cameras, they may have like 7 to 12 little infrared lights. That means you times that by feet, so you're going to see about 12 feet. That's what the specs are out of the box. Well, the specs are never right, so you can make it about 7 feet is what you're going to see. Some of them go all the way up to 150 feet, which means you're going to see about 100 feet, but when you're going that far, it's going to be a little bit blurry. So if people say, well, I live on a farm, or I need to see far away where there's hardly any light, there's also called what's IR emitters, where you can put a little IR box right below the camera. It's a different device. We can steal the power off the camera, and that'll let you see farther distances, wider distances. Some of them are pretty sophisticated, but it also gets a little pricey at that range. So to keep everything low, what you want to do is you want to look for a camera that's got, it's IP66 rated where it's outdoors. Look at the infrareds on them. The box doesn't say on the outside, which most of them do. Just count them. And what you want to do is find that 30 range. If you have about 30 infrared lights, you'll be doing pretty good as far as night vision. If you have some kind of light outside.
And that's the little bitty lights that go around that outside lens.
And how you can tell is at night, there'll be little pink lights. You can see them. They're little faint pink lights coming out of the it's not real noticeable, but if you're looking at it, you can see them.
And then on the box, you can just count them. You want at least 30 around the outside.
30 is a good number. You can get more than that if you want, but the price really starts elevating at that point. But 12 is just not enough to see very far unless you have like just on your front door only. Right. So you want to stick in that 30 range.
Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Service, your phone number is?
918-955-1381, and we're also on Facebook at LaBasse Protection.
Got Brent Terrell with Mullen Heating and Air. When we get back, he's going to be talking about ultraviolet lights, how that helps keep the flu bug from spreading inside your house. I got Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter. You're listening to House Talk right here on KRMG. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wynn Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter, where the guys and all those red vans taking care of all your plumbing, heating, and air and electrical needs. If you have a problem, we are your one-stop complete house solution. I've got Brent Terrell with Mullen Heating and Air, Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration, Skip LaBasse with the LaBasse Protection Service. Let's go to the phones real quick. We got line one. We got Lorene. Is that right? Lorraine. Yes. Lorraine, you got an electrical question for us?
Yes, I do. Every Christmas, I always have a problem with the outside outlet when I put all my Christmas lights on. And this year, I decided to get ahead of it, and I called the electrician to replace that outlet.
Uh-huh.
And did everything but replace that outlet. I told her that when the plumber happened to be a woman when she came, that the breaker switch goes off and then all the lights go off. And so...
So is it throwing a GFCI or GFI? Is that what it's doing?
I don't know what that means.
Is it tripping? Is it tripping something when you're plugging in on that outlet?
Well, all the lights will be on, and as soon as there's moisture, like if the sprinkling system goes on,
right,
then it'll trip it. Or I don't know, but it...
Did they replace it? Sounds like if it's getting wet, we might ought to... There's a couple options we have for outside outlets that can take mm-hmm. some moisture, but anytime something sprays directly on it, it's not going to... You're going to have a problem, but they've got covers that help cover over that, or we can change the location of it.
Well, something I need to have done because there was a sprinkling system plug-in down a ways.
Right.
Replace that, which I don't know why. She said it was rusty, so she replaced that. She replaced the breaker in the breaker box. And then when she left a message saying that I needed to replace that electrical outlet.
Let me do this. Let me see. I got your phone number. I don't have your phone number. Hang on. Do we have your phone number?
No, but I can get it from her.
Okay, let me put you on hold and get your phone number, and I'll have the office call you, and let's just schedule something to come out and take a look at it for you. All right?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Talk to you later. Oh, I don't have the... You got to put her on hold, don't you?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Let's go to the text message. If you got a text message, you can give us a text at 95920. Says, I need a camera or two in my detached garage. Any suggestions? Skip the bass protection service?
Actually, a couple ways you can do it. Depends how far that part they are. So we can trench underneath with conduit and put it up inside that way. We can put a wireless device where it talks point to point from the garage to the house. Or, depending on how many cameras you want, we can actually put a smaller system in the garage, link them up together where you just have one inside the house. So it's definitely possible. If they give us a call, I'll come out and give them a free quote on it.
Okay, tell them the best direction. Sebastian Extra Service, your phone number?
918-955-1381.
Got another text message up here. It says, I wanted to switch out my toilet, but what do we need to do with the old one? Is there a place to recycle these, or does Mullen take and carry them off? Anything we replace, if it's your water heater, if it's your heating and air unit, if it's your stool, sink, faucet, kitchen cabinets, whatever, we haul it all off. We can take it all off for you. There's no charge for it. But there's no place to recycle them. We're not even allowed to sell used plumbing parts. You got to go through a whole recertification to do all that. But only thing we ever keep on these things a lot of times is the tank lid, because those tank lids are porcelain and they're specific to brands, and so there's no such thing as a universal tank lid. And so if you accidentally crack one, we try to keep one. In fact, we had a whole bunch of them, got rid of a whole bunch of them, and I guess we got a whole bunch more in the warehouse now. Is that right?
Yeah, we got a whole
stack of them.
Shelves.
Yeah, and so and we keep those because you can't buy just the lid. You got to buy the whole stool to be able to replace just the lid. So, but no, anything we replace, we haul off. There's no problem with that. No, we'll just call her. You said?
Yeah. She's gone.
Okay.
I'll give that to you.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know. I saw the note there. All right. Let's go to Brent. We haven't talked. Oh, yeah. Ultraviolet light. We've been talking to you already. Brent Terrell with Mullen Heat and Air.
Yeah. So we've got these the new technology out with ultraviolet lights, and we just want to talk a little bit about that. Some people don't know about it. The flu bug's been a big issue, things that are in your house. You know, they say that the air that's in your home is sometimes five times dirtier than the air that's actually outside. That's why we talk about filtration is so important. But one step further that you can go past filtration is ultraviolet light.
And ultraviolet light goes into the supply duct, and as the air is passing through it, it kills 98% of microviruses, bacteria, mold, things like that. So the flu bug is included in that. It can help clean the air and destroy that and clean up the air in your home. So how that works is it's a device that, like I said, just kind of slides into your supply duct. In the past, there's been some deals, I just called them rods, and they were basically just a light that slid in there, and only a certain amount of air that penetrated the light actually worked. The new devices now capture much more of the air. It kind of funnels the air into this device, and then it funnels it through the light, and then right back out into your supply without restricting it. And so, just like everything else, technology advances a little bit, and it's come a long ways, and it's a much better device and is highly effective in this area.
And the only question that I've had for you when you talked about this is the fact that I don't have one in my house, and the fact that I've had 5 out of 7 of us in the house get the flu, and I hear about it on the radio show. I'm sitting there going, well, I appreciate us talking about it, but you know, if our company's doing it, I volunteer to let's try it out.
So guess where I'm going next week?
You know the feeling, right?
Coweta or Westville?
Westville.
Yeah, to Westville, yeah.
All the kids are in Westville.
Yes. So we are going to get that taken care of, but, which I greatly appreciate.
Yeah, it's a neat device, and we've had a lot of success with it so far. And like I said, technology is kind of one of those things that just keeps advancing. And these are really neat devices. And also, it also does a little bit of particle charging in there, which some of the filtration that's out there does that. This device does it also. So you kind of have a 2-in-1 device now. Does ultraviolet, plus it does some filtered particle charging, which helps filtrate. So give us a call if you're interested in that. We can come out, look at the applications, and talk more about those with you.
We got a text message actually for Jim Evans about all the doors he puts in. It says, Jim, do you have interior doors, fiberglass, as well as bathroom doors? I really don't know. I think mainly he just does exterior, but I'm sure he can do interior. Skip, do you know?
I think he just does exterior.
Yeah, but I tell you what, Jim will be on the show next week, and I bet we can ask him then if he does any interior. I've never heard him talk about interior doors, though.
But knowing him, he'd get it for you.
I bet he would.
To help him out.
Yeah, I bet he would, too. Darrell Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Let's talk about getting your house prepared to sell.
Yeah, good idea. It's at that time of year, right? Everybody's trying to get their home or thinking about getting their home put on the market, because spring and early summer is when a lot of homes move as people's kids get out of school and they begin to think about making a move to a different part of town or what have you. One of the most affordable things that you can do to make your home's appearance really pop on the inside is to get those flooring elements in your home, whether that be carpet or tile, cleaned up and made to look fresh again. Doesn't cost a lot to make this happen. Your tile can be made to be almost look brand new with a good tile cleaning. It will look like it's almost freshly installed.
And let me tell you, when you're looking at a house that to sell or to buy, when you walk into a kitchen or you walk into a bathroom, when the floor's dull, the place looks dull.
Yeah, when you can see those grout lines real pronounced and they're a much different color than the tile was, it just kind of has that aged look. And so there's a pretty good chance that whoever installed that tile tried to match the grout originally to whatever the tile was
good
colored.
Yeah.
And you may not realize that, but it's probably that way. And whenever we clean it, many times people find out, I didn't know my grout was even that color. I thought it was dark. And I always wondered why they chose dark grout, because it makes everything just look, you can see it so well. So, but anyway, we can get that cleaned up, get those carpets freshened back up. And it's a really affordable way to basically say that this home's been well maintained.
That's right.
And replacing flooring is not something that's needed right away. And that has a big, I think it has a big psychological impact in your potential buyer's mind.
Well, when the floor looks new, it makes the bathroom, it makes the kitchens look fresh and clean and inviting. Same thing about your showers and your tub areas. They can go in and clean those. I mean, everybody that's ever bought a house, first thing you do when you see a master shower is you open it up,
right,
and you push back the curtain. Well, that area needs to be clean and fresh looking too.
Right.
If nothing else, all the white soap buildup that's on the tile and stuff that happens to get up there and just starts making things look dull. You can go out there and clean it all up, make it look fresh again.
Do a lot of shower cleaning. You know, as far as, you know, when you're getting your home ready, painting and carpet cleaning, tile cleaning is two of the cheapest thing, or some a few of the cheapest things that you can do to really make your homes truly get bang for the buck.
Your phone number?
918-279-1847. We answer our phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week live, or you can reach us always, schedule your appointment online at dynamiccarpetcarellc.com.
We're going to take a break. You're listening to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wynn Mullen with Mullen Plumbing. Ed Ritter, Darrell Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Brent Terrell with Mullen Heating and Air. Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Service. Set tight. We'll be back. To House Talk right here on KRMG. It's a beautiful weekend to get out and do things. I know it's raining, but it didn't make any difference. It's still beautiful. I love it. I love rain. I just love being back in Oklahoma. I got Darrell Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Service. Brent Terrell with Mullen Heating and Air. You know, we are all busy in our lives, right? And the more events our kids get involved in, the busier that we are. And this is no exception to the weekend. All of our kids wrestle, right? And we do it because we do it as a family and actually love it. I would have never thought that I'd have daughters that would wrestle, but they're really good. And in fact, all three of my daughters are part of a girls, the Oklahoma girls national team. And so are my boys. Well, state was a couple weekends ago, and so officially state wrestling stopped, but now the national stuff started. So when we get done today, I'm going back to the house, picking up my boys, and the boys and I are having to go all the way to St. Joseph, Missouri, which is north of Kansas City, for a national event, or for a team event that they're wrestling in tomorrow morning. And my wife is having to take our girls to McPherson, Kansas, which is north of Wichita, for a girls' national tournament. And I'm not, this is the first time that we've had to go two different directions, two totally different directions. And I'm not excited about it. She's like, babe, I'm fine. I do this all the time. And I was like, yeah, no, you don't. No, you're going to a different place with my girls and spend the night in a hotel. And I'm just not too thrilled about it. She is like, the girls are giddy. They're like, they're looking at stuff in Wichita to go do. And I'm just like, you guys are way too excited about this. You need your dad to take care of you. And babe, I need to be partaking. That's what I said. And she goes, babe, you're a gimp. You can't even walk right now. She said, I would have to protect you. And
wow,
I was like,
gimp.
Well, that is true love. 21 years of marriage, and that's where we're at now.
She could do it, too.
She can totally take care of herself. She can take care of herself physically because, you know, she's a second-degree or third-degree black belt. You know, she fought for a while in kickboxing, and she's probably a better shot than most. In fact, not probably. She is a better shot than most guys. She can totally handle herself. That's not the point. The point is I'm dad, and they need me.
You still have that picture where she's kicking that 6'4" girl?
Right in the head.
Yeah,
she. Well, I've told you guys, she's dislocated my shoulder before. I was, you know, I pick on everybody, and I was just kind of messing with her and picking on her. My dad was there, and she's like, "Mark Wayne, quit it, Mark Wayne. I'm going to kick you, Mark Wayne. You're going to kick me." So I scooted real close to her, and I said, "You can't kick me from here." And I'm like right up against her face. You know, she used to be a gymnast too, and she brings her leg up when I'm standing right next to her. Brings her leg up and does an axe kick on top of my shoulder and dislocates my shoulder. Now, mind you, I dislocate my shoulder all the time because I've had a lot of operations on it, but it's still the fact that she dislocated my shoulder. My dad tells that story to this day, and he'll still cry laughing so much. He thinks it's so stinking funny.
But when you're around her, you wouldn't believe it because she's so nice. She didn't seem like a fighter.
Oh my goodness, she's the sweetest girl in the world. We're the opposite every way, without a question. Darrell Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Let's close out. Give all your information. Let people know where you're at and how they can find
you. Offer convenient scheduling on our website at dynamiccarpetcarellc.com, or you can give us a call any time of day, and one of our techs or our general manager will answer the phone at 918-279-1847.
Brent Terrell with Dynamic Carpet Care. Why do I keep saying that? I said that all the time. Brent Terrell with Mullen Heating and Air. Don't think that you can, you know, just go to work with Darrell just because I keep pushing over
you
there.
You actually have done that before.
All the time. I don't know why. I don't know why. Tongue twister. Yeah, I do, because you used to have a guy that worked for you named Brent.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, there we go. Years, that makes
years
you feel
ago,
better.
Yeah, that he was your supervisor too.
He was a general manager. Yeah,
yeah, I forgot about that. There we go. I knew it. Now I got it. See,
good. 918-258-6636, or check us out on the web at mullininc.com.
Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Service. You got just a couple minutes here. You got anything else you want to talk
about?
Sure.
All this rain, it's going to wreak havoc on your cameras if they're not IP66 rated. Check it for moisture when all this rain moves out tomorrow. Also, if the rain and the wind made them dirty, take some alcohol and a microfiber towel. Just do a little brush. Alcohol dries real fast. It cleans it right up.
If you got moisture in the lens, is that something that they should be able to take care of themselves?
Well, more than likely, the camera's ruined. Inside's going to be a gel pack, which stops the condensation, but you have a ring around the lens part, and if that breaks, the seal breaks, the moisture gets in, and it's probably time for a new camera. But sometimes you can move that camera inside of a garage or something until you get some use out of it.
What's a typical warranty on these cameras?
Well, depends on if it's a box store or it's a good one, but you can get 1 to 2 years, and that is covered underneath it. We've replaced them before where that seal breaks, but and sunshine sometimes gets to it, but the heavy rain.
After 2 years, are they worth repairing, or has the technology changed so much?
Well, if it's within the 2 years, it definitely is. But what we do mainly is clean it up, get the moisture out of it, because you don't want to rust and short it out the rest of the system. I'll move into a garage or something where they can still get use out of the camera, where it's just not outside and all the elements and stuff.
Your phone number?
918-955-1381.
Hey, I'm Mark Wynn Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter. I appreciate you spending your Saturday morning with us. If you need our help in Oklahoma City area, it's 405-943-0009. If you're in the Tulsa area, 918-258-6636, or look us up at MullenINC, MullenInc.com. You have a blessed weekend. We will see you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.